Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show. This is Mystery, Miracles and Mysticism, and I'm your host, Vanessa, and deeply grateful to be here for another hopefully magical show. And I have to say, that is an exquisitely beautiful song I just played by Almeen. She is world's leading mystic and seer of our time. And the name of that song is called Arcturian Dawn. It is so beautiful, and it is from one of the yoga elixirs, Saradesi Sattva Yoga. And that is an exquisitely beautiful yoga, actually, to do, because it is the yoga of rejuvenation. So you can go to www.spiritualjourneys.com and check that out. Or if you know that somebody that is practicing the Devi Yogas, because there's three of them, and actually more again, but most of the yogas are called Devi Yogas, as far as I'm aware. Okay, moving onwards, I would like to quote, masters live life with detachment. It is the master's challenge to love life and to fully embrace all that it brings with detachment, the seer Almeen. And that is on her diary. Well, okay, I won't say diary, I will say it's on Almeen's blog. And so, yeah. I felt to really say that because, you know, it's, I think a lot of things have come up this week for a lot of major lights on earth, whether it's personally or in your workplace or, you know, spiritually, cosmically, it all ties into the one anyway. So I feel that a lot has come up and really interesting. Another quote here, mastery in action. I kind of said quite mastery in action. Yes, it's not simply to accept the unacceptable. It is dysfunctional. Yes, so all of these little quotes are coming up for a reason. You know, there's no accident why Almeen posts certain things on her diary. And I have to say that, you know, some things can be misinterpreted as well. And and I just observe this with myself, not with anyone else, but with my own self. You know, sometimes maybe I misinterpret certain things, or, you know, so, yeah, it's really interesting to really look at ourselves and examine our own selves and, you know, stalking our own motives, where certain responses are coming from or why I'm doing certain things. Anyhow, there was a lot of posts put up about Almeen and her work. And I think there's been a lot of things going on about Almeen's work, a lot of pillaging, as far as I'm aware, that sort of felt like from what I was reading about Almeen's work. And then cosmic information flows through the seer Almeen. You know, I feel there's been some of Almeen's tools have been misrepresented. And so if anyone is looking through the diary, they will see a lot of posts about cosmic information flows through the seer Almeen. And it's good to have it there because... and also Almeen and her work, and it gives a lot of information about, you know, things that have been going on with Almeen's tools, sacred tools that they are. They're totally pristine, and I feel some of them, people have tried to corrupt them. I know nothing, I'm just observing it, but or, you know, they, in their own perspective, have thought that maybe if they mix this with that. But I will use, I'll read this as an example. Say for someone asks Almeen a question, and it's a good question because it's really good to have clarity on this. Now, I've never mixed Almeen's tools from one modality to another or anything like that, but it's good to have the question put out there. If I use a combination of Almeen's wheels to produce a power tool, how can that be interpreted as doing my own thing? And Almeen's answer is, the material that flows like torrents through me is far more than information. It is the unfolding cosmos in written form. Every wheel represents an aspect of life and a group of beings. Let's just get that on a deeper level. Every wheel represents an aspect of life and a group of beings. That is very profound, to say the least. Yes? Incredible. So, for example, if certain wheels were meant to be integrated into one, they would have been. To place them together just because you think it is handy or should be so, could produce a flow of refugees into a nation with wholly incompatible results. And Armin says, for years I wanted to produce our book of spells, but I couldn't put the magic of the different groups together without causing them discomfort and pain. I had to wait for years to receive the separating and insulating sigils we've used in that book. Now, I do remember doing an online course with Armin, and she did say that she had to wait because, you know, it would be like mixing the kingdoms, you know, into one. That's how it feels to me. It would be like mixing, like, here's the fairy kingdom into some other kingdom, and here's the... So, you know, and they all have their own resonance, their own frequency, their own, you know, so, yeah, I think it's very good to keep them, yeah, like, it's great that we have those sigils that finally manifested so we could actually keep them all in one book. So that's amazing, and I really think that was a pertinent question, and a good question, actually, and for everyone to hear and see and read, and yes, all very good. And I'm grateful to have read it and to, you know, get a deeper insight about refugees and stuff like that that's happening on Earth as well. So, someone else asked, Armin, do you have any idea about some of the themes you will be working on in the upcoming retreat? And Armin's answer was that I can deduce just the smallest portion of what is to come by what is happening around me. Something in us is trying to usurp and emulate the role of something else when it is incapable of it, the spirit. We've given spirit a position of entitlement it doesn't have the right to have. We have said that it's part of incorruptible matter like soul and body. It's not. Spirit is but the expression of soul and body combined. In the past dream of duality, it was a reflection. Armin says, Jaylene is sick in bed with neck and throat tonsils. For the first time in many years, she has to intern in a nursing home and has run headlong into the base of self-serving, more like nature of unhappy people of the world. Jan and myself have sore neck issues. The neck is where the ideal of the level at which you hope people express from and the actual level they do express from meet. There's something quite large to be learned about constantly being shocked, which drains energy by the conduct of others. Yep, I can just say, Another theme is that the body has somehow, in self-importance, seen itself together with the soul, as the soul of an individual's life, the incorruptible body is designed as a soul of expression to be guided by the eternal source within. And Armin says, I'll of course share the work of the week when it's completed. Armin. So this is very interesting because my neck always goes out of alignment. And it's so interesting because I do a lot of work with people and I totally get what Armin is saying about running headlong into self-serving, warlike nature of unhappy people of the world. I totally get that. You know, I work with a lot of people and it's not easy. I can tell you that. But I do use the poetic perspective a lot, and I do see the poetry and the divinity in all of existence. So that would be really great if we get a deeper insight. Maybe it will help us too, because, I mean, if the body is being shocked, then it's, you know, I mean, my body is going literally physically out of alignment from the shock of how other people interact with each other. So, yeah, it's quite interesting. I've been aware of that for the last week or so. In particular, even if someone beeps their horn at me in the car, I would actually feel like a jolt. It's just, it's strange. But anyway, okay. So hopefully we'll have more deeper insight on that with much anticipated awaiting of what's happened at the silent retreat. But I do feel that was a massive silent retreat. Today is the last day of our silent retreat, believe it or not. Armin also has things about intent of the heart that's worth looking at, actually, about defining exploitation. Check that out on her website, on spiritualjourneys.com. She also has beautiful, tasty, tasty treats for Monday's treats. I'm just looking at the pictures, and they just look so divine. I'm like, I want to go. where are they? Oh, I mean, she makes all these delicious treats, and I'm just, She actually has an angel for cooking. I mean, I would love to know the name of that angel. I mean, if you can hear this radio show, I would really love to know the name of the angel that you use for helping you to cook. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Okay, so I'm going to move on. Actually, do you know what? Yeah, I'll read something else to you guys, and then because everything that Almeen has mentioned, I feel that I've experienced in my week unfolding through divine perfection, through innocence, and you know, it's joyous, and also part of it was a little bit uncomfortable, but at the same time, I'm eternally grateful for all of it. And that's all I can say. So Almeen shares a story of a Lemurian amulet. And the question was, I found this stone years ago. I always wondered what it might be. It looks like a rune of some sort. What can you tell me about it? And Almeen's answer was, the stone is an amulet given to a male child at his naming ceremony, Moonwalker. These people came from Lemuria before it sank. The amulet was created about 20,000 years ago or a little more. They became known as the Mound Builders, but they found the mounds already there. They're much older. At the level of the earth was in their time, the amulet was a power object. At the level the earth is now, it is just an object of interest. It's amazing how, you know, because the earth is ascending and ascended so much, it's amazing how it may no longer be valid. It's just amazing how things shift so quickly. But interesting to share nonetheless. So I'm looking at all of these beautiful foods that Almeen is sharing on her. You know, it really makes me want to be there at this silent retreat. And this is for Wednesday's menu. Like if you check out, you know, the blog on www.spiritualjourneys. It's just, the food looks exquisite. It's like yummy, 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 yummy. Freshly baked artisan bread, lemon baked custard, white chocolate chip bars. Oh my God, I just so want them. So much. It's like a total tease. Almeen, you are a tease, okay? I'm just saying it with respect, by the way. But you are teasing me with that food. It's just divine. And I would really love it. So also what came up for me, and Almeen has it on her diary as well, and I feel for anyone walking this journey, it may have come up for them too. Almeen wanted to remind you that in conjunction with the work being done in the silent retreat, it would be of great assistance if our light family everywhere can find something that caused them to feel guilt and eliminate it through perception. Many approach food, the earth and money with guilt, for instance. But all of life is unfolding in innocence, as it should. Instead, trust the perfection unfolding behind the appearances and find enjoyment in the everyday experiences of life. Through our feelings do we shape our reality. Very good message. Through our feelings do we shape our reality. Yes, indeed. And on that note, I am going to play us a beautiful song, and it's called Island of the Mists. I hope you enjoy it. And welcome back to the show for anyone who's just joined us. This is Mystery Miracles and Mysticism, and you have just listened to Island of the Mists from Almeen, world-leading mystic and seer of her time. And that is from the beautiful Sara Desi Sattva Yoga Elixir. And that is black and white light frequency, which is amazing because it helps cancel out illusory frequencies within one's being. And it's also brilliant for rejuvenation. I was nearly getting lost in that, actually. So lovely. So moving onwards. Victory for the earth. Schism between love and light. Healing the schism between love and light. Victory for the earth. Someone wrote in a brilliant question. And he says, it is my most heartfelt wish and deepest knowing, as it is surely for many others, that the golden age of true enlightenment, that is, liberation from fear-based patterns on micro and macro levels, exploration of true human creative potential, and the establishment of a global community aligned with the shared vision of a peaceful, sustainable coexistence and true celebration of diversity is upon us. And all the better that this reality traverse the planes into form with grace. Is there a sigil you can receive that will facilitate this? He's asking Almeen this, and Almeen answers, my dearest Paul, I have spent many hours finding a way to accomplish the detailed end result you wrote about your question. It is the beautiful and heartfelt desire of many enlightened ones who wish to bring their peace to humanity. For 2 days, I've been seeing pages of glyphs and finally realized that it is a 289-component alchemical equation to heal the root of duality, the schism between love and light, emotion and perception, that is. And she says, I am in a silent retreat, but it is giving me the understanding of the steps required for the masters of the earth to actualize their vision. I will put it all together in the next few weeks with much love, Almeen. So, a 289-component alchemical equation, oh my God, to heal the root of duality. Well, I am all for that. Thank you very much. To heal it within myself would, you know, fantastic. Heal it within ourselves. All the major lights on earth, heal it within ourselves. And who knows? It's so interesting because before this post came out, I was in a lot of pain with a migraine and unbelievable, and I actually had to leave where my workplace, and I go home, and I actually felt very ill, and actually started to, I won't say what, but anyway, release, so to speak. So, when I felt I was laying in this cocoon, literally, I had to literally cocoon myself in a darkened room because the migraine I had was quite awful. But anyway, as my eyes were closed, I could see these white flashes of light going off in my head. It was like flashes of white light, like boom, boom, boom. And I just think it's interesting how this is. I'm wondering, is the schism being healed, or is it in the process of being healed? And is it connected with the feminine, masculine, masculine, feminine? Because everything is connected to the one and the many. And I just wondered as well. I know Almeen mentions emotion and perception, but this also has to affect the masculine and feminine, masculine, whichever way you want to look at it. So I just thought that was interesting, and it really resonated with me when I saw that post. I was just like, oh my God. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. Now, more juicy updates. Let's see what I have for you. Oh yes, Messages for Lightworkers 2016. Oh my God, I wonder if she's going to do another online course with this. That would be so amazing. I think she did Answers for Lightworkers. This is now Messages for Lightworkers. So in a new transmission, Almeen announces her upcoming Messages for Lightworkers platform and describes how our current stage of planetary evolution warrants an outlet for some of the deepest metaphysics she has hitherto received. Stay tuned for more details. So you can listen to an audio about that that's 5 minutes long. It's not available for demo, so I can't upload it to the show right now. Hoping I will be able to soon. Yes, very excited to hear all of this beautiful, deep metaphysical stuff and more about examining innocence and guilt. Almeen mentions, it seems, or the question is given to Almeen, it seems, That guilt revolves around acts of omission or commission, what we did or didn't do. But we know there are no mistakes. Does this make guilt merely a distortion of innocence? If innocence is defined as non-resistance to life, how would guilt be defined? And Amin's answer, resistance to life is also that which second guesses the validity of events, it seems them as, it seems, oops, sorry, I'm going to have to read this again. Resistance to life is also that which second guesses the validity of events. It sees them as mistakes. So yes, guilt is a form of resistance to life. Huh. That's so interesting because I saw a beautiful picture of a kachina painted yesterday and I thought, wow, a beautiful kachina bird. Why am I seeing them? Innocence. You know, and it's beautiful. Everything unfolds in innocence in our lives. But yeah, part of me felt really bad this week about like, oh, I feel terrible about this, or and that's guilt, you know, that's the illusion of guilt. And I have been kind of working on it, you know. And then there's also dreams of the underworld. Last night sleep was full of dreams of the underworld, not restful at all. I woke myself up to avoid harm. Anything going on, especially, let me see. Anything going on, especially in the cosmic picture, this person asks. And Amin's answer is, yes, there is something going on that all our life family should be aware of. I was amazed when I found myself yesterday having self-reflection in trying to discern why this would raise its head after years of working on eliminating it. I discovered that it was due to the underworld of the psyche, the subconscious and sub-subconscious clearing out old stuff we had suppressed but not conquered. We've advanced far enough that we should be able to dissolve these unwanted traits surfacing with perception, but it's good to know why they're there. This will also by proxy help integrate the refugees that have emerged in other countries. I'm just looking at a picture of Amin and she looks absolutely stunning. She looks divine, actually. She looks very, very, very beautiful. Gosh. Anyway, I love this one here. Fairies are about. Okay. This is really sweet. Fairies are about. There seems to be a renewed effort from the fairy kingdom to get our undivided attention. It is in order to prove or validate their existence. My impression is that they are not happy about those who easily dismiss them. Photos can be explained away. See our post of February 23rd, 2016, and you can click on it and you'll see a beautiful picture of fairy beings, as far as I'm aware. Yeah, it was a silent magic retreat that Amin had. And, oh my God, there's a picture of Jan and there's all these fairies flying around her. It's just, it's incredible. It is incredible. You know, what a gift. Fairies, I absolutely love them. I love fairies. They make my heart very happy, I have to say. They're part of some of the things that make me very happy. Yes, the inability to perceive fairies seems to be blocked by the minds of those who deny the existence of anything they can't see with their physical eyes. Amin's answer. We haven't yet begun to see the ramifications of the huge event that happened in March, the resurrection of the soul. The body and soul became inseparably integrated. This is incredible. Only our belief systems can block the benefits that this can bring. To name but two, the illusion of death, an act during which we move from body to soul realities, has become much more unreal and easier to overcome if we release old belief systems. It's so interesting because I had, you know, I was cutting a gent's hair today and he was like, yeah, there's only one way for all of us now and that's it. You're gonna die, you know. And a lot of people have been saying this to me. Yeah, no one can go, you're going to die, and that's it, and that's the end of it. And inside, I'm just observing it, and I'm looking at what they're saying to me, and I'm going, okay, that's their belief system, but it's certainly not mine. And yet I trust in the perfection of all existence, but I was very aware of it. You know, I was very like, why are these people telling me these things? Anyway, one sees interdimensionally when you are half asleep because you are seeing with your dream body, which is the soul. The fairies know that if we can release blocking belief systems, we are now able to see them, hence the bid for our attention. It's so sweet because I went on a little holiday with my son and he was seeing fairies and stuff like that. And he's like, Mom, I can see fairies. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And we both were seeing little fairies. It was so sweet. And today, it was so lovely to experience that with my son, you know, because, you know, he's in school and stuff like that. And then he kind of goes off on his own little thing. But it was lovely to be able to experience that with him. And so it's amazing today as well, which I think is very resonant with this post today. I was just doing something before I got ready for work. And I saw a tiny, tiny little blue fairy to my right, just a little spark of a blue fairy. And I was like, oh, it's a fairy. And I kind of looked and I kind of double looked and I acknowledged it silently. And then I went about my work. But I'm very grateful for those things that I see, no matter how small, you know, they are. I am truly, eternally grateful. And I just want to acknowledge it. And the fairy beings as well. I want to acknowledge you, beautiful fairy beings, because I really do feel that you're such a gift in my life, and I'm eternally grateful for all of the gifts that I've been given. Anyway, I feel like crying, actually. I feel like I'm not crying, but I feel myself getting a little bit like, I really am grateful, you know, and I actually am, and I just they bring so much joy to people. They really do, and when they play, they really play, you know. And they're funny. Oh my God. And sometimes they're bold, you know, but it's brilliant. It's brilliant. And I love it. Okay. And then there's pictures underneath here. And yeah, we have pictures of Jan again in Almien's house and one of the other beautiful sisters beside Jan in the picture. And that's a lady who I looked at and I felt I actually knew her. And I've never met her in my life, but I actually really feel that I know her. And they actually have zoomed in on one, and you can actually see like a little fairy, being. I mean, there's so many. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And it says here, stay tuned for a fairy story that unfolded after the March silent retreat, and the keys that went missing. How interesting is that? Excuse me. Because I keep receiving an ancient sacred language that keeps saying keys will be given, or keys. And I have been very aware of the fairy beings over this last week or two, very much so. And I absolutely, yeah, I'm so grateful for everything that Almien shares on the blog. And she will be putting up a new thing that will be Almien's private diary, as far as I'm aware, and you will have to pay for it, but it will be very affordable, as far as I'm aware. And I can't wait for that as well, because I'm grateful for all the insights that she shares, because so much happens on a cosmic level, on a daily cosmic level, that you observe in your own reality, in your own slice of bread, in your reality. You're your own, you know, divine being in your own reality. And I observe this every single day. So I'm grateful for any post that Almien shares or insights, because it just ties in with what I've already felt or experienced or gained on my own level of expression and awareness in my reality. So it's lovely to see the divine synchronicities and the threads that, you know, tying together, which is, it's great. It's like confirmation for me, really. But now I'm looking at these tasty, juicy, beautiful menus that Almien has for the last, I think today is the last day of the Friday menu at the Silent Retreat. And it just looks absolutely divine. I really want to taste it. Two cheese quiches, two cheesecakes, one lemon cream pie, chocolate fudge. I wonder, does somebody have a sweet tooth, Almien? Anyway, sourdough bread, white chocolate chip cookies, banana angel muffins with date bits and pear rum cake lamb. Oh my God. Plentiful lentil soup, chicken salad, almandine, extraordinary egg salad, ginger rock is homemade ginger ale with lime and mint. Oh my God. It just looks so delicious. Every single bit of it. It looks divine and yum, yum, yum. I hope you're enjoying your silent retreat. I hope that you're experiencing so much magic that you're probably practically levitating at this stage. I don't know, but I mean, I'm just aware of you, and I'm just grateful that you shared the beautiful pictures. It's inspiring, and it does make me want to go there and eat some delicious food. So anyone interested in private spiritual retreats with Almeen, check out www.spiritualjourneys.com for more information on that. So on that note, I'm going to say goodnight to all of you, and I'm glad that we've all been holding hands on this journey, and you know, you're not alone. And I just want to send my love to each and every one of you and the beautiful beings that I have met through walking this journey and the inspiration that it has brought into my life, and hopefully that I've brought into their life. And for the beautiful new expressions that are coming through me as a result of that, through artwork, through singing, through music, I'm just deeply grateful to all of you, and I just want to say thank you. And on that note, I'm going to play the last song from Sarojati Sattva Yoga, and this one is called Where the Sky and Mountains Meet. And I will be back with you next week. Have a lovely night. Bye.